Bet you didn't expect to hear me today, did you? Cymbal, please. Yes, I've had some bad news, but we're going to get through this together. And just to show you how determined I am, I thought I'd start out with this song. It's appropriately named Resurrection Shuffle. Gardner and Dyke from 1971. That song charted in 10 countries, so don't tell me you never heard it. And if you never heard it before, well, you've heard it now, so let's move on. Let's send this one out to my man, Killian.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Had a doll, had a about a thing she saw.
This one's going out to all the girls who love those boys with the wavy hair.
Doolang, doolang, doolang. Doolang, doolang.
He's so fine.
January 13, 2011, Tommy Crane, guitarist for the Charlie Daniels Band, died of cancer at the age of 59. Tommy was the co-writer of Charlie's big hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played,
"Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
On this date in 1968, against the advice of Columbia Records executives, Johnny Cash visited Folsom State Prison in California to record a live album. The resulting LP, Live at Folsom Prison, would become one of Johnny's biggest selling records, reaching number one on the country album chart and number 13 on the Hot 200. It also produced one of his most memorable hit singles.
"Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You know, some people thought that this was just a cool funk single, but Stevie Wonder's 1974 song was one of his angriest political statements and was aimed directly at President Richard Nixon, who resigned 2 days after the record's release.
Let's go.
automatic that people thought in the 1960s, any record released by the Beatles in England would always go to number one. That had been the case since their debut single in 1962. But there was a song that prevented Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever from reaching the top spot in England. So I'll play Penny Lane first, and then I'll play the song that kept it from number one. And all I've got to say is, you've got to be kidding me.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him behind his back.
What was the song that kept the Beatles from the top of the charts? Oh my God, it was this one.
Please release me, let me go. For I again. I have found a new love, dear, and I will always want her near. Her lips are warm, me, my dear. I don't love you anymore. Again, please release me. Can't you see? You'd be a fool to cling to me.
How about some Elvis? Rock and roll.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block. The purple gang, let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in an old cell block was dancing to the jail, let it rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you were the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail, let it rock with me.
On this date in 2021, Tim Boger, bass guitarist for Vanilla Fudge, died of cancer at the age of 76.
We'll be right back. nothing I can do about it.
So here's the way I look at it. Yeah, I've got some tough news, and a lot of people will say, well, Ray, you should take it easy. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy what time you have left. Well, I am physically unable to do a lot of things because of the car accident I had 3.5 years ago, and now because of cancer. So what I love doing, what gives me the biggest peace of mind, is playing music. So that's what I'm going to do. Up until I can no longer do it. My attitude is, you must live till you die.
I have to say the things I feel. Oh, I have to feel the things I say. You must live till you die. You must fight to survive.
Time for one more song, and before I play it, nope, not yet. I may have less than a year to live. I may have 3 to 5 years to live. Don't know yet. But no matter what happens, and no matter how long it takes, I ain't backing down. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire. Have a wonderful day.